Hi there. The word for you today is choose the right friends. In Proverbs 27, verse 17, we read, "Friends sharpen the minds of each other." Author Charlie Tremendous Jones said, "You're the same today as you'll be in 5 years, except for the people with whom you associate and the books you read." Now, when it comes to choosing friends, Dr. Charles Townsend says you need to look for the following four things. So let's look at them. One, you need to look for people who influence you to be the person God intended. Solomon said, as iron sharpens iron, friends sharpen the minds of each other. That means relationships are like tools God uses to do this. When you're with somebody, ask yourself, do I like who I am when I'm around this person? Am I more open, loving, and honest? Or do I not like what I see in myself when I'm around them? In other words, choose people who make you a better person. Number two, people who provide grace for the energy drain. That's the kind of people you need. When you're empty, you need to be refueled physically, spiritually, and relationally. So surround yourself with people who will listen, encourage, and be there for you. Number three, you need to look for people who will let you be real. Proverbs 17:17 says, "A friend loveth at all times." The best relationships are those where you know you're loved, you're free to be yourself, and you can take off the cheerleading uniform and be real about the different aspects of your life. There's comfort and normalcy in friendships where you can relax and just be yourself or be authentic. And number four, you need people who help you grow in faith. You need friends who encourage you to pray, read the Bible, and help you to see the, quote, big picture concerning what's really important in your life. Ephesians 4:16 talks about us all operating as a body. This is what Paul says, and I quote, "All the parts of the body are joined and held together. Each part does its own work to help the whole body grow and be strong with love." Now, you could kind of bottom line that scripture this way: don't try to do it alone. Reach out to friends who'll reach back.